Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, wild speculation as to what Andy Murray is going to do next.
You had me at hello. Are you talking to me? No worries if not, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
James gets us underway with his weekend in emojis. A real weekend of personal growth for James, it would seem. Because he sent us 18 beer emojis and 9 sleep emojis. Well done, James.
No chance of those being endangered emojis anytime soon, is there?
Not with this feature.
Not judging by our audience.
No way. Emma also got in touch and she says, thank you for a good show as always, which is so sweet of her as we're only 35 minutes into it.
Wow.
I wish the bosses were more like that. I've done all I can in half an hour. I've done a replay of something that happened on Friday. Yeah. I've teased this feature. I've played a few records. What more do you want? Yeah. Thanks for finally getting it, Emma.
Thank you.
We can just go now.
Let's just all go. Emma climbed Glencoe. Glencoe's, of course, Glenmore's coffee brand, which is coming out soon. And we think you planted a flag at the top, like it's the moon. So that's very nice, Emma. Thank you, and do keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. My weekend in emojis is the little girl face emoji, a boot emoji, scissors emoji, jeans emoji, the eyes looking emoji, a hamster head emoji, and a car emoji.
Whoa.
I took Evie clothes shopping on Saturday, and she chose some stonewash boot cut jeans, and now she looks like Richard Hammond from Top Gear, walking around in a little bootcut jeans.
That's bang on trend, isn't it, at the moment?
Well, they're back, aren't they?
Yeah, the big bootcut jeans from the 90s.
Why can't they just learn from the mistakes that we made back in the day? Honestly.
Who'd have thought Hammond the hamster would be a fashion icon?
Held on to it for so long, he's come back into fashion. At least we'll all know we wore skinny jeans for a while. At least I can look back and go, at least I did that. And now I'm doing this silly thing. I mean, this I know I'm going to regret as well, but look how cropped my trousers are.
It's
too
almost
much.
Up to the top of your shins.
But I look like a Parisian circus performer, don't I? And I know that's what I'm going to look like in years to come when I look back and go, what were you thinking? And I think Evie's going to do the same.
Yes, with those 90s jeans. I look back at pictures of me in the 90s in big baggy stonewashed jeans and think they look awful. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
So surely this generation have got to do the same.
Yeah, that's true. They need to do it. And people wore actual flares. There's a generation of people who wore flares.
Yes, exactly. It's all cyclical, isn't it, Dave?
It's cyclical. Around. And I blame Richard Hammond for my daughter's fashion choices. So thanks very much indeed, Richard.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Matt has done that adorable thing he does every week when we do this segment and sent his own emojis into 8, 12, 15. He's sat right next to me.
You could just read it off your phone. No, I like to share it.
It's free to text, isn't it?
Yeah, it is now. Which is nice. It's like 30p, not anymore.
Let's not get into that. It's rare that things are
cheaper in this day and age. Texting Absolute Radio is cheaper than it's ever been. Keep it here.
That's right. And also the Rayo app. That's free. You know, it's why so generous, not? Just do it. So you've got the hashtag simply must keep the arts alive, which I love. Yeah. A hashtag we started here some years ago and one that we live by. So I'm always nice to see that a member of the team has kept the hashtag going. Mm-hmm. So I know it's something to do with theatre, but you've got 5 boys emojis and a devil mask. I want to know, what were you getting up to in the theatre, Matt? Are you sure you're doing the theatre right?
I realised I did all boys. They're a mixture of boys and girls. So it should be possibly 2 girls, 3 boys, and a sort of weird little monster character.
Well, why don't you text it in to me correctly, and then I'll read it out.
Do anyone want to guess what it is?
So it's five people, young people.
5 young people.
And then there's the and... It's like the devil mask.
Yes, it's like a little monster.
Five guys, Pete's five guys, burgers.
Five guys and a monster, no, it's not that. No.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, that's nice.
It's good. I love Little Shop of Horrors.
It's not Famous Five, is it? It's not Timmy.
You're getting close, but that's not right. It's not Famous Five, but... The 5 children are significant.
Oh, 5 children in it.
Yes, there you go.
That's it.
Yes, there it is.
What was the name of that?
The Samiad.
Samiad. Samiad.
The Samiad who grants your wishes. Yeah.
So why were you watching that?
Oh, I did the most middle.
You're in it. Tell me you're in it.
I did the most.
Tell me you're Samiad.
Sadly not.
Oh, I'm hairy enough.
I'm hairy enough, but I have to shrink down somewhat to do it. But yeah, that could be a great.
They saw the bowls video and they went, "Darling, have you seen this bowls video? Get me that guy. He's my Samiad. He is my Samiad.
At last, I found my
role. No, I know the other guy was at RADA. I don't care. Think of the money we'll save on costume and makeup.
I just watched you guys have the same thought about your hairiness level.
Well, it's scary, isn't it?
It's never far from my mind.
Finally, I can use this curse I've been given. I used it for good.
Yeah. Passed down from generation to generation. It's not Teen Wolf. Okay, anyway, we digress as often we do.
I went to a National Trust property near Sevenoaks and sat outside. I love Alfresco Theatre. We did it once a year and we watched five children in it. It was amazing. It was
How
such
wonderful.
A nice afternoon.
Well, the whole family?
The whole family, me and all the kids and Katie. We had a nice bottle of wine when we were there. And it was only ruined by one guy. There's always one guy who turns up. He doesn't look like everyone. He's not dressed the same as everyone else.
Oh, no. What's
the guy in front of me sat in a deck chair wearing the brand new Charlton football top.
Oh, yes!
To outdoor theatre. I was like, come on.
Keeping the arts of life and the Charlton Athletic fan. So I was like, my kind of guy. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Just really
well, Sevenoaks, though.
Anyway, I got into an argument with him about who invented the Miss Strolling in from Thames/Trent song.
Definitely Charlton. What about you, Anna? I've done mine. Matt's done his, so you may as well have a go if you want to. Your weekend in emojis, please.
Well, I'm going to stick with the theatre theme because I also went to the theatre.
Must keep the arts alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nicely
I've
done,
got,
team.
A fan, and then I've got a woman just... You know that diva one that I like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The diva one that you like.
Oh, like, is it like Carmen? Was it opera?
She sticks her hand... No. No.
Oh.
I don't know why. Now I'm like, why did I use it? But anyway, and then just some musical notes. So it was a musical.
Yeah.
See if you can work it out from a fan and then just like a girl diva.
I'll never get it. Tell us. Come on, tell us.
It's called Fangirls. I mean, it's not even that famous, to be fair. It's a new musical.
Why are you making us guess about a new musical? I know we're keeping the arts alive. We've not got our fingers on the pulse. I don't write for Theatre Weekly. How am I supposed to know that?
Have a guess.
No one's ever heard of it before because I've just made it up. Have a guess.
If you just say what you see, you could get it. Fan and girl. There you go.
It was so good. It's about, like, the fangirl culture and it's loosely based on all these women that absolutely love Harry Styles. It's very funny.
Okay.
Really funny.
And was there a bloke in a Charlton top in the audience? There's always one.
I think I must have missed him.
This time. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. So, Matt Dyson, the other thing that matters is the social ammunition.
Yes.
What is going on out there?
Obviously, still a lot of Olympic content has been trending over the weekend. The French athlete who was doing the pole vault, possibly the most viral of them all.
Yeah. You know. Let's leave it there, shall we?
It's quite hard to describe how he came a cropper.
I would rather have that picture of me out there than win a gold medal. And that's it. We're going to leave it there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't go into too much detail.
I can't believe you brought it up on the show.
Yeah. No. I've been asking Brendan to Photoshop my head onto that all weekend.
Yeah, he should have used the Fosbury flop, but he would have been all right if he'd used the different technique, I think, basically. But aside from him, Andy Murray is still going viral. Because, of course, he announced his retirement. We had it on the social ammo last Friday. And over the weekend, he was... Because now he's retired. He can just enjoy downtime and do what he wants.
Yeah.
The shackles are off. He can just live his life.
He's playing with a smile on his face.
He's playing with a smile on his face. And he's been pictured at watching the gymnastics over the weekend, just in the crowd in Paris, eating a massive chocolate donut.
Oh, good for
you.
And
just going, yeah, I can do it now. I can eat what I like.
Get in
there. I'm free to do what I want. So, yeah, great to see that he's enjoying his downtime. Meanwhile, Sean Burke, the Irish comedian, has come up with some potential options for future careers for Andy Murray. Now he's finished in tennis. So he's been workshopping some of these ideas, like Andy Murray as potentially a comedian. So this is what that would sound like, him doing some observational stuff on stage.
What's the deal with airplane food? In my experience, it's generally fine. You there, sir. What do you do for a living? Carpenter. perfectly reasonable career choice. Sorry for that withering put down. It's all in good fun, folks.
Amazing. So he does a video with a few different options, a DJ, and then he also imagines Andy Murray going into acting, which could happen as well.
You had me at hello. Are you talking to me? No worries, if not, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Very good.
It's amazing.
Very, very good.
Andy Murray as De Niro. Very good. I'll share the video on X. You'll be talking about it later, and I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Peppered throughout the show for you today. You'll be completing the sentence, is it weird that I, the number is 81215. I urge you to get in touch right now. It feels good to share. Rebecca in Bradford says, Dave, is it weird that I've just seen two sheep walking along the side of a main road whilst out walking my dog?
In Bradford? That's
yeah, I mean,
weird.
Matt, you've moved around the country before. Have you ever witnessed two sheep?
It's quite commonplace.
Hoofing hoof, just walking down the road.
In rural areas, it's quite commonplace. But in the town like
Bradford...
But in Bradford... That seems strange, yeah.
At 7.28 in the morning.
They walk among us, the sheep.
Have you ever seen just...
I'm from Bradford as well.
Oh, are you?
I am. I was born there.
Oh, really?
Why do you keep like, what's this dropping these?
I mean, I grew up in Cheshire, but I was born in Bradford.
Were you? Did you ever see two sheep walking along the main road? You never. No, in that case, it is weird. Not my words. The words of someone actually born in Bradford, Rebecca. It is weird, and thank you for sharing. Ed says, Dave, is it weird that I have a tattoo of the pink monster from the roast beef Monster Munch packet on my left leg?
What?
Yes, it is, Ed.
Wow, yeah, and you pick the worst flavour. If you're going to do a Monster Munch, it's got to be pickled onion,
agreed,
surely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Come on.
I don't know. What I do know is that the Hypebeast One Bill executive producer Mark says he doesn't eat them because they're too big.
they hurt his mouth.
Yeah, they hurt his little mouth.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no. Oh, this snack that's been specifically made and targeted at small children is hurting my mouth.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
We're giving
radio.
Away shout-outs. You heard me correctly. Shout-outs. This is before Five Words, Five Grand returns to The Breakfast Show. So this is about earning a shout-out for yourself, but also it's a school holiday. So maybe if you're a parent, you'd like a little shout-out to your kids, or maybe you want to give a shout-out to your partner, maybe a mortal enemy, whoever it is, I will read it out. A big part of this really has become about small and independent businesses. Matt Dyson, you're very passionate about this.
Well, I mean, this seems like a great
You'd be the guy that Anna would interview about this if it was a new segment on the television.
Yeah, local businesses
are. Yeah, passionate about local businesses.
This is a great chance to get your message out there, you know, get your brand name out there, possibly a tagline. Anna might even sing you a song jingle.
Who knows?
Where's the next Stetchford Tile? There must
Where
be one
is
out
it?
There.
There must be somebody out there working
through.
Up a jingle and a tagline that we can read aloud here in the studio. As I often say, it costs millions of pounds to advertise your product or business on this award-winning Breakfast Show. For the next 5 weeks, I'm giving it away for free to small and independent businesses and, of course, individuals. But you need to play a little game to earn your shout-out. The number is 81215, so you know the kind of stuff we're after. Send that in. But also, as we play My First, My Last, My Everything, I've taken a song that's coming up just after 8 on Absolute Radio's main station. I've taken the first bit of it and I've taken the last bit of it. Can you identify the band, artist and ditty? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident, I'd say,
Anna, would you have got that one?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident too.
Got a small business you want to play?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
Today
Radio.
Today we bring you a different game. And Mondays is My First, My Last, My Everything. I brought you the very beginning, the very end of a song that is playing on the main station just after 8 a.m. This is how it sounded. And it was, of course, Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby. Well done to everybody who got that right, including Dan in Scarborough, chilling on a day off from R2 Tattoos, having a coffee before his Romanian lesson at 9 a.m.
Wow.
Dan and I know one another on Instagram. They do fine work at R2 Tattoos.
Yeah. Right,
nice. Rob currently securely packing optical glasses and posting them all over the world for selectspecs.com.
Oh, nice.
That's selectspecs.com. In beautiful Westgate-on-Sea. Joey, who is busy practising the 110-metre hurdles in his living room so he can make the next Olympics. Campbell, who is on a tugboat in Invergordon and wants a shout-out to Rosemary in Abbey Lee Farm Shop, who do great eggs. So that's Abbey Lee Farm Shop. Ask for Rosemary. Ask for eggs. Gina, the small bookshop owner in Liverpool, Claire and Carl, who are celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary today. Yes, Claire and Carl. That's how we do it. Nessie, the owner of Home Bistro and Bar in Rossington. That's Home Bistro and Bar in Rossington. Mmm, what a bistro. Mmm. What a bar. Dave, working for DG Plumbing and Heating, based around the Cambridge area. I was in the Cambridge area not too long ago and I needed a plumbing and heating service. Well, if only I'd called DG.
There you guys.
Linnet and all the boys at John Moore Trading. Ah, oh, when it comes to trading, call Linnet, call the
Moore's
boys.
Your man.
Absolutely. And Richard working for... Richard's tried to do his own tagline. He's been encouraged by you,
lovely
Matt,
stuff.
Which is
Let's
really nice.
It.
Richard working in JN, of course, Wix is where you really want to go if you want a kitchen. But that aside,
if you're in East Anglia,
and there's, you know, Wix isn't happening for you, then we cannot recommend this next place enough. Because JN Kitchen in Lowestoft, where they encourage you, don't be flinching. Come down to JN Kitchen.
Ooh, I like it. It is finessing a little bit, I think.
And ask for Richard. Richard working JN Kitchens. Yeah. Don't be flinching. Come down to JN Kitchens.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
Welcome
Radio.
Along to the Breakfast Show, where Mondays is your opportunity to share your weirdness with the group. And joining us right now on line one, we have Mike in Essex. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Dave. Hello, team.
Hello. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited about this because I know people are going to absolutely love this, and up and down and around the UK, they're going to be going, what? So, Mike, please complete the sentence. Is it weird that...
Is it weird that my dog opens the door for me when I come home?
Oh! I don't think it's weird. I think it's adorable. Did you train your dog to do this, or is it something they just started doing?
No, well, he's always been a bit of an escape artist. We have to have chairs against the doors in the room to stop him getting out of the back garden in the middle of the night. So we always knew he was capable of it, but yeah, he's worked his way up to the front door.
Okay, so he's like a hairy Houdini.
Yeah.
And so what breed of dog is he, Mike?
He's a collie. Well, he's a collie retriever. He's a collie retriever cross.
Okay, so they're kind of known for being smart dogs, right? That's like Lassie territory is where we're in.
Working a door handle seems quite extreme.
Yeah, he puts the key in, he turns the key, he takes the chain off. What a dog!
Luckily enough, it only requires pushing down the leader from the inside. It's just, you know, you push.
All right, Mike, don't do him down. He's a dog opening the front door for you, Mike. Don't have a puppet. What more do you want him to do? Make you dinner as well? Jeez Louise. Must be a white. He's opening the front door. Oh, yeah, but it's only just a simple lever mechanism, Dave. I won't hear of it.
He says hello as well, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is he like some sort of butler? Like a butler dog that welcomes you home, asks you what you're doing? Like that's one of those talking dogs.
Where are you going, Mike?
Welcome
home. Isolate the audio. Let's add it to the Anagiri soundboard. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just leave that one. So, Mike, what's your dog called?
He's called Teddy.
Teddy, and how much does your dog weigh?
He weighs 25 kilos.
25 kilos. Lovely. Yeah. Mike, it's been a real charm having you on the show. Give Teddy a tickle for us, and we'll speak to you real soon.
Lovely, and enjoy the show, mate.
Well done. Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate that. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning and you are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time to celebrate more freakishness as we head over to Line 1 and meet Harriet. Good morning, Harriet.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show, Harriet. So it is time to complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
Don't use a bookmark. I just open the book and if it makes sense, I just carry on.
Wow. What? I think that is rather unusual, isn't it? Bizarre. So what have you got against the Humble bookmark? It's a great invention. They're affordable.
Yeah.
They're environmentally friendly. They can last a lifetime.
Yeah, and
they do the job. They really do.
I know. It's just I just lose them, or I just think I just don't have it at the time, or if I picked up a new book and it's in an old book, then I just live life on the edge, that's all.
Okay, yeah, you really do. When it comes to works of fiction particularly, you're really living life on the edge. So is this just because you refuse to dog ear?
Oh, yeah. I also open a book so you can barely see the pages because I like it to look like I've never read it.
You keep the spine.
The hype beast nice Womble's getting his second mention of the day. He won't eat Monster Munch. They're too big for his delicate mouth, and he will not crack the spine of a book.
He barely opens a book.
Yeah, is
he
it difficult?
See the full page.
You really are making it more challenging for yourself. Were you one of those people who could read to like an A-level standard when you were one or something, Harriet? Are you just challenging yourself? Barely open the books, don't care where I am when it comes to plot.
Yeah, I wish that was the case, but I'm not sure.
So, I mean, does it work? Do you kind of get your eye in, as my nan used to say when we were playing darts at Christmas? Do you kind of roughly end up around the spot you left the book at?
Yeah, so you sort of look at the book and think, yeah, well, I shut it sort of this way in, and then I sort of open it in a vague area if it looks similar. And then I just, skim read, maybe go back a few pages, and I think, oh, yeah, that's where I was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I recognise that character. Yeah, I'll keep reading from here. Wow, OK. Wow. I mean, I did try it once. It absolutely ruined the book Fight Club for me. It was absolutely ruined it. Yeah, Harriet, it is lovely having you sharing your weirdness all over
thank
my
you.
Breakfast show. It's been a charm speaking to you. Have a great day ahead.
And you, thank you. Bye.
Bye now, take care. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's a mild-mannered matchup, isn't it?
Yeah, right, yeah. Two heavyweights, though.
Yeah. Two heavyweights of the music world, absolutely. And that's why I'm pitting them against one another. They don't want to be pitted against one another, but I'm doing it here, live on The Breakfast Show, because this is where real music matters. And I want to start with Exhibit A. I'm starting with Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
Gary Lightbody's been on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
Lovely guy. Incredibly successful band, formed back in 1994. Originally, they were called Shrug.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
And then they were Shrug Patrol. Yeah. No, not really. But 8 studio albums, 6 Brit Award nominations, 1 Grammy Award nomination, 1 Mercury Music Prize nomination. Their 8th album, The Forest is the Path, is coming out on the 13th of September. And, of course, the first single from it is The Beginning. And we've been playing that here
love
on The Breakfast Show.
I love that.
And
when
we first heard it, we all fell in love with it. I remember at the time when we gave it its first play, we said, this is really good. And one of the reasons it's so good is because of the lyrical content. Let me remind you. I am sorry, unequivocally is in a pop record.
It's amazing.
Now, that's what I mean. They formed in 1994, so like 30 years later, Gary and the gang are still doing this.
It took all those years to get unequivocally into
no one's even thought of putting that in a pop record before. Oh. Gary and the gang, they're not resting on their laurels, they're... Equivocally. I mean, yes, guys.
Lightbody's not messing about.
Thrice, yes. Now, in the blue corner, Coldplay, formed in 1997, originally called Big Fat Noises.
Really?
The fourth most streamed artists in the world, 9 studio albums, 9 Brit Awards and 30 nominations, 7 Grammy Awards and 39 nominations and 3 Mercury Prize nominations. So you put the two, Snow Patrol and Coldplay, head to head. Coldplay are way out ahead. They both released new material. We give it its first play. Feels Like I'm In Love Again. This is the lyrical content from Chris Martin. La, 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 la. Are you kidding me? La 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 la. I mean, Evie's done better than that, Chris. I mean, this is the Snow Patrol. I am sorry. Only 6 Brit nominations. Coldplay, they have got 9 Brit Awards and 30 nominations. La 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 la. Come on, Chris.
Just put that down. That'll do. Just, that's,
I mean,
really,
I love la, you, Chris. La, 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 la. I've met Chris many times. Clearly, they're very talented. Yeah. I mean, they're the 4th most streamed artists in the world.
Yeah. Alone.
La la. Just like he's just at home doing the, yeah, the hoovering. Like, la, 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 la. Oh, that'll be a record.
It's like what you do if you don't want to hear bad news and you're trying to cover your ears.
La, 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 la. Not going to hear it, not going to hear it. Yeah, so there we go. That's Snow Patrol versus Coldplay. And in my mind, Snow Patrol are winning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and as we embark on a brand new week, let's have some wordplay fun. Yes, it's been a while, friends, but we're going to do a smash. This is where we take 2 different things and you put them together in your frontal lobe and you come up with, effectively, a pun. So today, after we are all getting into the Olympics so much, the Olympic spirit is all around us. Team GB are currently 5th in the medal table with 10 gold medals, 12 silver medals and 15 bronze medals.
Impressive work.
So we're doing the Olympics and music. Yes, it is Olympics versus the playlist. 8-12-15. That is the number to send your puns to. Include your names and get the recognition you deserve just after 9. Black Pommel Horse and the Cherry Tree.
Oh, very, very nice.
And Nickel Backstroke. So there you go. That's what I've got for you. What you got, Matt?
I'd like to teach the world fencing. Richard Archery from Hardfi. Oh. And badminton to the bone.
Excellent.
Badminton.
Very good work. Anna Geary.
I have got Black Sabathletics.
Okay.
Yeah. And Paolo Nutini's Last Requestrian.
Excellent work. So there we go. It is anything to do with the Olympics, any Olympian, past, present, whatever it may be, versus the world of music. That number again, 8-12-15. We will have your always brilliant suggestions on the way. But before the news and sport with Anna, why don't we just squeeze in one more song for you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where it is time right now for some wordplay fun in The Smash. So, Team GB are currently 5th in the medal table with 10 golds, 12 silver and 15 bronze medals. I think we deserve another round of applause. Keep on going, Team GB. Very impressive stuff. So, we're smashing together anything to do with the Olympics and music. 8-12-15 was the number, and Derek and the Domino Relayla gets us underway from Pete in Winchester.
Nice.
Javelinkin Park from Louise in Malden. Fool's Gold Medal from Simon in Farnsborough. Yes. Hurdle It Through the Grapevine is brilliant work from Paul in Oldham. The Daily Thompson Twins from Robin Cardiff. Give Yourself a Try. Athlon from Lee in Rixmansworth, and Walk Like an Equestrian from Donna in Okehampton completes my set. Matt, it's over to you.
The opening ceremony, money, money from Stwee on Twitter.
Excellent.
Anthony Joshua Tree. Have a nice Daily Thompson. And we've also got Eye of the Diver, which I think Eye of the Bowler is best.
Yeah.
We all know that, don't we? And Kate in Long Eaton suggests Tasmin Archery.
Oh.
With her sleeping satellite spear.
Very nice.
Okay, we think we're onto a double whammy there. So
yeah,
congratulations,
sort of,
everybody. That was the Olympics versus the playlist.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Yes, already. It is time for us to bid you farewell and to thank you for tuning into the show. Should you want to listen to any of it again, well, you can do so on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait about 5 minutes and the brand new edition of the daily podcast will be made available. But we can't send it out into the world without a name, Matt.
What shall it be called, David?
I blame Richard Hammond for my daughter's fashion choices. He's my Samiad. He should have done his Fosbury flop. Monster Munch hurt his little mouth. A hairy Houdini. Let's not isolate the audio.
Well, there's some amazing moments on the podcast there, including Anna Geary's latest impression, which is worth listening to. Just
let's
for
not
that.
Isolate the audio.
But I think maybe Monster Munch hurt his little mouth.
I agree.
For producer Mark.
Don't give away who it is.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Let them guess whose little mouth it is in question and then discover in the free Rayo app. Right, Sophie Kay's here next. Tea break trivia. Better believe it. Plus the details you need to enter the cash register, which is worth £270,000 to one of you this coming Friday. Us, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.